Well, this afternoon again, 3 o'clock here at Triple M, Central Coast, every day, Monday to Friday, you get this man, Marty Sheargold. He joins us this morning. Marty, good morning, mate.
Hi, good morning, Paddy. Good morning, Rob.
Marty.
How's the Central Coast this fine morning?
Amping.
Good word.
Where do you surf if you want to have a surf there?
Well, look, I duck down to Wombril, and which catches a wave whenever there is a ripple anywhere in the world, there's a wave at Wombril. So that's where I do it.
Well, that's nice.
A lot of people go down to Avoca or you go up to Forres. I mean, there's so many places.
I've had a body surf at Avoca that was frightening. I remember it. I was a young kid straight out of school and I was up there with a mate and it was thumping in at Avoca. And I was quite frightened.
And then what happens? Because it runs up, you get a dip, you know, you'll go, and then all of a sudden it just drops.
Well, with body surfing, you don't have a board to hang on to. It's just you in the ocean.
I was just hanging onto my spine that day.
Yeah, Paddy doesn't like getting in the water. He resides at Birdie Beach. It's a nudist beach.
Oh, is that right, Paddy? Yeah. And you're not prepared to walk down to the foreshore?
No, it's generally in the sand dunes, Marty. Better view.
That doesn't sound right, Paddy.
But, mate, with me, it's the water temp. Coming from Queensland, I find even now, after all these years being on this coast, I still find the water bloody cold.
What is the water temp there,
Oh,
Jim?
Rob.
It's got to be. Oh, it's just dropped
17,
below 20
18.
Degrees, I reckon.
Yeah,
just below 20 now.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. No, mate. Well, seriously, when I go away on holidays, I'll ring wherever I'm staying and ask what the pool temp is. And if it's not 28 or above, I
you
book
won't
somewhere.
Get in.
No,
won't.
Oh, well, I'll,
you
I'll,
won't. You won't,
won't
even
book stay.
There.
Won't even stay.
Jesus.
It's got to be 28.
Yeah, I do run the pool at home at 30.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I've still only been in it twice.
See, Marty?
That's a bath.
It is something about the cold water. You know, last time we were talking, Marty, we were talking about, you know, your time at the entrance and talking about the pelican feeding.
Absolutely. And 3 to 4.
Yeah, and the they've got the statue there, the pelican up there.
The big pelican. There was talk of doing a proper big thing, like a big pelican.
Hmm. Oh, like a giant pelican like the big merino in Goulburn.
Yes.
Yeah, right, okay.
And that is some merino. The thing is, when you get a photo with that merino, you can always, all you can do is stand under its backside.
Yeah, so that's right.
Yeah, it looks like
it's pooing a gift shop. At One Eye, used to, when we were kids, before they moved it, which they actually did do, One Eye used to look at the Shell service station and the other eye used to look at an empty paddock. I thought, well, not a lot of reason to climb that 3 flights of stairs. We were just at the servo and we're about to drive past the paddock.
You know what?
It's a pretty ordinary giant thing, the old merino.
But do you think, Marty, like throughout Australia, there's not enough of these big things because we can't fly anywhere. We can't fly to India. We can go to New Zealand. We can just go around Australia. I think there might be an influx and there might be a resurgent of these bloody tourist attractions.
But I think that banana gets smaller year on year.
Yeah, the banana used to be huge, didn't it, when you were a kid? It was like, God, it's the big banana. Then when you go and see it, it's like, it should be called the underwhelming banana.
We all understand bananas getting smaller and smaller as time goes on.
As you get old.
Particularly if the water's cold.
Yeah. But like, you look at the big pineapple at Nambour. I don't know whether people still go to that. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, I remember the pineapple.
Oh, Dad took us there.
If you live at Nambour, you can't avoid it.
Of course. I don't know.
Your dad took you there as a sort of a day trip?
Yeah.
Or just because? You were passing the big pineapple.
Marty, we grew up in Bundy. So this trip
was a day trip.
That's a holiday.
That was fun. It was a fun thing to do.
Your friends are going to Hawaii.
We're going to the big pineapple again.
I don't think there are enough of them. There's got to be more of them.
Yeah, what is it? There's the big prawn. There's a big lobster somewhere. I've seen that.
Yeah, we've got the golden guitar.
Is there a
guitar?
Big pair of Wellington boots somewhere?
Yes, there isn't.
You know what?
Be.
I think that's up in North Queensland because I think it is in a place up there in FNQ it has the most rainfall than any other place in Australia. No, I don't know golden guitar. I've never seen it.
There's a giant earthworm here at Phillip Island.
Jesus, they're really
good. Yes,
that'd
it's
be
massive.
Good. Well, it's just an earthworm.
Yeah, you can go in. I'm pretty sure from memory you can go in the earthworm's mouth and, as you can imagine, pop out the other end when the tour of whatever is inside the earthworm ends.
We need a big koala.
The big Do we have one?
Well, koalas are struggling, aren't they?
Of course they are.
After the fires?
They need as much notoriety as they can get.
Yes.
Truly.
No, we've got to save the koalas, for God's sake.
Of course we do.
And bugger the kangaroo. I've always thought that Qantas should change the kangaroo on the tail to something else because the farmers hate the kangaroo.
Yeah, the kangaroo are a bit of a pest these days.
But what would you change it to? What, go on, what
like
did you
quokka.
Say?
A quokka. Starts with cute.
Oh, oh, no.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah. What, why didn't they have the big quokka? Would they have that quokka over in WA? Surely
it's WA, isn't
when Chris Hemsworth went and took the picture of the cock walker. Surely.
Did you say the cock walker? No, no. Because I think that's a different thing. And I don't know. Are you sending quokka pics? Paddy keeps sending me quokka pics. I don't know if he knows what it means.
That was once, Marty. I told you not to say anything.
Oh, dear. Come on.
We here at the Central Coast, there's got to be something. We don't know. Like the pelican, it's still...
It's a bit obvious, the
yeah,
pelican.
Yeah, yeah. But like these were big in the 80s and 90s.
About a big sandstone block.
There we go. We love that. The Gosford Quarry.
We've got sanitarium here as well.
Yeah. Big Weet-Bix.
How good would that be?
Easy to make, too.
Weet-Bix would be massive, wouldn't it?
And cheap.
Cheap paper mache one can expand when it gets wet, like actual Weet-Bix.
Have you ever tried that? Trying to eat a Weet-Bix and then talk at the same time? That's a challenge. Marty, thank you for joining us, champ.
Absolute pleasure. Have a lovely day. Cheers, gang. Thank you.